Track 11. Expectation. Here's another thought about acceptance and setting ethical boundaries. You may not have thought that acceptance also involves expectations. Think about it. You not only accept the client for what he or she is, but you accept them for what they are capable of being. As in the preceding example in Track 10 of The Custody Judge, his lack of acceptance of the low socioeconomic family leads him to expect that they would not make good parents. This expectation based on acceptance assumes great significance in setting boundaries. Your expectation of the client's potential influences your attitude and behavior and may have a bearing on the outcome of your therapy sessions. However, it cannot be too strongly emphasized that your expectations must be based on reality. These expectations are to be arrived at as much as possible without the influence of your biases and stereotypes brought about by your lack of acceptance of a client's actions or situation. In my mind, there's no area of counseling where this acceptance leading to expectations is more controversial than in the duty to warn an identifiable other of a threat made by your client. In short, what you expect your client to do determines whether you should set a boundary on your client's behavior by warning the intended victim. Secondly, and of equal importance, is your duty to protect the client from self-harm. Let's look at expectations as they related to the complication of a suicidal client. I'll be giving you a 5-point evaluation of boundaries you set regarding foreseeability and appropriate diagnosis of risk behavior for suicide. The first boundary you set regarding suicide is to ask the question, was I aware or should I have been aware of my client's risk for suicide? The second boundaries question is, was I thorough in my assessment of my client's suicide risk? Thirdly, did I make reasonable efforts to collect sufficient and necessary data to assess the risk? Fourth, did my assessment data lead to a misdiagnosis? Fifth, do I feel I mismanaged the case, being unavailable or unresponsive to my client's situation? Hindsight is always 20/20. For a client at risk for suicide, the action you took regarding the preceding 5 boundaries was based upon your expectation of what you felt the client would do. The key is, by accepting your client and not judging, you set expectations based on reality, and the setting of boundaries regarding the duty to warn and the duty to protect are key illustrations of the expectation boundary setting. Question 11. By accepting your client and not judging, you set expectations based on what? This concludes the first of this 2-CD set, Setting Ethical Boundaries with Clients.